Good evening. This is Soul Odyssey Radio. In case you didn't know where you were, sometimes that happens to me. This is your host, Deborah Herman, and each week we talk about aspects of the growth of your soul, spirituality, the paranormal, whatever topics seem to come through spirit, so that we can join together on this journey that we call life, but one that is actually experienced on many levels, a physical one and also on a soul level. So last week, we talked about our individual spiritual missions with the question raised of, can we blow our spiritual mission? And we had many interesting callers. I decided that since we had many callers that weren't able to get through, that we would try this topic again this week, because when I do individual sessions, particularly with people focused directly on their spiritual path, that seems to be the question that's on everyone's mind. We have a sense of urgency, like, I'm here, but what am I doing here, and what does it all mean, and I'm not, you know, I'm not creating major visible changes in everyone's reality, so I must not be doing, you know, what God has me here to do. And that's the, can I screw it up, you know, forgive the vernacular, but for lack of a better term, can I blow it? Can I screw it up? If I don't do this job that I feel I'm here to do, will God get someone else to do it? Will I be a disappointment to the universe? Will I fail in my spiritual path? So in a way, we're born with this sense of already feeling like we've failed, which is a circuitous type of reasoning, because it causes us to feel always ashamed of ourselves. So we're not really getting to the place of spiritual awareness, which is so that we can love ourselves and feel the constant connection with God and our divine inner light. So it's really, it creates this conundrum of recognizing that we're on a path, that there are things that we are learning, but try to avoid the pitfall of feeling that we should be born knowing everything instead of being born into a life where we have things to learn. So that's the topic. And I want to welcome those of you who were unable to reach us last week. I want to welcome you to call again, and new callers this week at 888-815-9756. I would also like to offer you a free little mini card reading with the Soul Odyssey deck. It's a deck that I've created according to the seven lessons that we'll talk about further in the show. And you, I think you'll be delighted with the accuracy of the deck in being able to pinpoint aspects of your spiritual path, no one else's, your individual spiritual path, and what some of your strengths and weaknesses are. So it really is intended to help you to become your own guru, so that you can be relatively objective in knowing how to maneuver through your life. So how do we discover our spiritual mission? Well, knowing that we're on a spiritual path is the beginning. And that happens by nature. We start to become more aware. It's like the peeling of an onion. And there's no stopping it, because it's just like for those of us who are blessed to be developmentally sound, it's just like, how do you stop puberty? How do you stop, you know, how we can't stay toddlers forever, nor can we stay toddlers in the spiritual sense. Well, we can. We can choose to be, you know, basically children who go through one life after another at a certain level, reaching that spot, and then making a choice of not progressing any further. But it's pretty difficult as you have your soul calling you from the inside, saying, please wake up, please wake up. There's so much more to life. There's so much more for you to learn. And it's actually more difficult to try to hold yourself back rather than give in and experience what this glorious life and world has to offer through awakening to your divine inner spark. So it's going to happen naturally. And when you speak with people who've been on a spiritual journey and who are aware of it, you will also you'll often be able to have them pinpoint a point at which they felt that they were awakening. Something happened. Something changed. Something even in their energy, in their ability to use certain psychic gifts. You'll find that many people on a spiritual, on a conscious spiritual path, that they will tell you, since I was a child, I felt certain things and I knew certain things and I had certain belief systems that may have even departed from those of my parents. I want to remind you, this is live call-in, because once the calls start happening, they continue through, and I want to make sure that I give each of you your opportunity to have a mini reading with at least three cards and to talk about your individual spiritual path. So for those of you in the listening audience, don't be shy. 888-815-9756. Also, don't worry if you feel that you're using up the audience time, because we each learn from each other. And I guarantee you, whatever question that you have is a question that someone else has. And they'll be grateful to hear what the universe has to say. And there are also no accidents. So if you feel the, you know, the encouragement from the universe to call in, you may be asking a question that someone else is too shy to ask. 888-815-9756. I look forward to answering your calls. And so the seven lessons, as we've spoken about as much as we can on each of the shows, is a way of enumerating the spiritual path. I've been working with these lessons for a little over half my life. So let's just say over 25 years. And they really were helpful when I was trying to explain some of the things that I was coming to understand, and when I was trying to share that with other people. It was like being given a language to express to others, you know, how you might pursue a spiritual path that can guide your life. So the seven lessons are courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God love. And taken all together, if you really think about them, it represents the spiritual mission for every single human being. You get here, you are in a physical body, you become more dense, because when you're in your spirit body, you are a light being, and you're further away from the earth, and you can't really learn the same types of things that you can learn and experiment with when you're in a physical body, and when you're on this plane of existence. So while you're here, you have the opportunity to do a lot of things and to experiment and learn and make the same mistakes over and over, the same choices over and over, kind of like we all, so many of us, you know, can list the top five esoteric metaphysical movies, and of course Groundhog's Day is one that many of us like so much because it really describes how you can do the same thing over and over, and at first, isn't it great? You do it over and over, and you keep doing the same thing, and it's operating from your lower self, and, you know, after a while, it's just going to be boring. And you're just not going to progress. You're not going to experience anything beyond fulfilling your selfish needs as a very dense, very low energy, low level human being. And not that there's anything wrong with being human, but a human being who operates largely from selfish motives is one who is not aware and is not fulfilling the mission of allowing God to manifest on our earth plane. If we're just blocking it and doing only what we want for ourselves, then we're not recognizing the unity between all living creatures. And that's really what we're reaching for. So if we're operating only from our selfish motives, hey, it'll be fun. But after a while, we're going to get bored. Or it's never, never, never going to be enough. Just like if you're a person suffering from addiction, you know, they say the first drink is too much if you're an alcoholic, and 1,000's not enough. There will never be enough to fulfill you if you're only operating from that kind of need and that kind of desire. And so eventually, you know, you start to learn and you start to make changes, and you go through the cycles of life. And what God and Spirit hopes for you is that you'll start to get it, that you'll start to awaken and understand that there is more than just you. So there, you may choose or be put into circumstances that will allow you to learn this. And, you know, I always teach that we often need the 2x4 on the head method because we're dense. We are, and literally dense. Our atoms are dense and our thinking is dense, and we are very close to our animal nature. And one of the ways that we operate is toward the path of least resistance and toward the greatest pleasure. And toward reducing levels of anxiety by finding ways to avoid them. That is human nature. We're instinctive in that way. But the more we learn from our spiritual path, the more we can tolerate certain feelings. And instead of getting good stuff and good feelings by immediate gratification, we can get the same sorts of things by tuning into a more spiritual way of thinking and doing things. And in fact, the level of bliss that we receive and the level of goodness and return is far better than we could have imagined by simply staying in our gratification stage. So that's the spiritual mission. By nature is to bring us to levels where we can be more fulfilled by things that are of a higher nature and that don't require instant gratification and materialism. It's not that these things are bad, but after a while they become useless to you because you realize there's never enough. Those things will not make you happy. They will not. They're the tangible things versus the intangibles that can make you experience that moment of pure joy. And not many of us can see that right away. And so quite often our lives are very difficult, and we have to be pushed to the brink before we just look up and say, oh, that's what this is about. And we move beyond our self-centered ways, and our constant contemplating our navel into wanting to be with others and sharing ourselves with others and helping others. It's not because we're all supposed to be Mother Teresa, but although I guess that would be, and there was only one. We have to be our own whomever we are, and we have to be the best person that we can be for that person, whatever our potential is, whatever our job is. And you really can't, this is my truth, you can't blow your spiritual mission, because this is the world of the do-over. That's why there are seven lessons. That's why you are always given opportunities to learn. On this world, in this world right now, we have so many spirit guides, so many master teachers. We have spiritual guides that are that we are unable to see. We have those that we are able to see, but we don't know that that's who they are. We have so much help, because all of the beings, the planets, God, the universe, everyone wants us to get this. It's to the advantage of the universe that we get this. And it's to the advantage of our soul journey that we get this. So it's not like we're being considered, you know, like we're not the dunce of the universe. We are people who are at a crossroads of transition and of ascension. And many of us are choosing the path of ascension. And so if you look over the process of your lives, look at it differently. It's all been opportunity for you to grow and to learn and to ascend. It's all just been opportunity. Some of it may have sucked really badly, and you may have had everything from, you know, tragedy, loss, confusion, physical ailments, disabilities, bodies that don't work well with your spirit. You may have had, you know, just ailments, bad relationships, all of these things. These are part of being a human being. But those are all opportunities and grinding stones for you to ultimately let go. That's the card I keep choosing for everyone. I've done, last week I did two readings that pulled the let go card, and then today I did one, a private session, phone session, which I do, by the way. You are able to look up my website and get the information. I do phone readings, www.soul-odyssey.com. And this woman also happened to pull the let go card. And so that's a message for so many of us that we need to let go of the past and let go of all of the things that are we are holding on to. We hoard our troubles. I love the show Hoarders. I've been told I'm not the worst, but I'm certainly not the best. So somewhere in the middle there, you know, there but for the grace of God go I had a flood in my basement and had to get rid of things without being able to look at them because they were ruined. Otherwise I'd be, you know, on the show. But we're all spiritual hoarders. We're human emotional hoarders, because that's what it is. People who have, you know, the disorder of hoarding, it's because there's an emotional attachment to each item and a worry that it's not being able to let go of that emotional attachment. And we have the same thing with our, you know, with our spiritual path and with our habits and with people and with, you know, pain and resentments. We hold on to everything. We hoard and we hold ourselves back. So that card keeps coming up. So I consider that a message for all of us. Again, the phone number here for those of you who are brave enough to call in, I will give you an extra special card reading for free, 888-815-9756. Don't be shy. I love that you are listening. Do tell your friends about the show. I consider this to be a community, and your feedback is very, very welcome, and your opinions are very welcome. This is also your show. This is also your soul odyssey and your journey. We're all in it together. So you are probably hoarding feelings that are no longer relevant to the path that you are facing that is ahead of you. And so you need to look at that and make a list. Make a list of people that you still feel, you know, that cause you pain. I met a very wonderful woman who told me about, told me a story about something that's been in the news lately, about her experience of being bullied as a young person. Certainly People Magazine is doing an entire magazine section this week on bullying. And so she has feelings that she still holds so many years later. And it's important to find ways to let go of these as we progress on our spiritual path and toward the latter parts of our lives. Tom from Washington is online, too. How are you?
How are you doing tonight?
I am wonderful. Now, did you try calling last week?
I did not, no. This is actually the first time I've caught you on the Internet.
Oh, well, I think we had another Tom who was very, very patient but had gotten stuck for a little while. And it's very happy to have a new person, and I'm glad that you're listening. Now, would you like me to go right to the cards, or are you interested in having me tune in, or do you have a question?
Well, actually, why don't you mix it up? Go ahead and tune in some, and maybe use the cards to help out if you need.
Do you have anything to do with cattle or horses?
No, I don't.
You've never been around cattle or horses?
Oh, well, I had horses when I was younger.
Okay. Was it like a ranch?
No. Had a couple horses out in the pasture next to me.
But but it was like at your home or next door to your home?
Yeah, it was my house. It was next to the house, and I only had them for 2 years.
Well, I'm picking up on horses, and I was picking up on a bull. I don't know why.
Broke?
Have you ever had? Pardon?
Did you say broke?
A bull. I was picking up on a bull. So either you're a stockbroker, or you've had horses, or you need to go to a dude ranch.
No.
You're not feeling the dude ranch thing.
No, I actually kind of pretty much a rural guy. You know, I don't have horses or anything, and on that kind of stuff. I'm drawing a blank on that as far as somebody that is there too. But.
Well, we picked up on the horses, and so that was when you were young. Was there something in particular about that time period that was significant for you?
Well, that horse, while I would break him, threw me on the ground, and I broke my elbow, and I had to have a scholastic implant put in. And actually, you know, we might have a tie-in here, because just the last couple of days, it has really been hurting. And
okay.
That's the horse bucking me off and breaking my elbow.
Well, the horse got spooked from something. I don't know what it is. It may have been an animal from a different pasture or something, but the horse got spooked. So I think the horse is sorry about that, because I do animal communication also. but it may be that you need to get it checked. Is this something that might need to be replaced?
Well, the implant itself was taken out about 5 years ago, and then I've gone broke the radius head, and you can add, that's one part of the one bone you can cut up and still function, you know, 80-90%. So I just kind of bone floating there in my arm, and you know, every once in a while it gets kind of tender. You know, all the nerves are all bundled up there and everything, but has been definitely acting up in the last couple of days. Enough
okay.
to really get to notice.
Well, I would have it checked because, you know, times change and technology changes and, you know, who knows? They could laparoscopically blast that bone spur out of there or something.
Yeah, I will definitely have to do that.
Yeah, check that out. Let's go to the cards. First card that comes up is 14. And it's scrutiny. Now, we're going to figure these out together. What I
okay.
have here is I have created a deck called the Soul Odyssey deck. And what I can see, and I'm going to find a way ultimately to put this either streaming or something, I see a design and I see the word and I hear or I get a vision of a number. And so unfortunately you can't see right now what the card looks like. But the word that came up was scrutiny. So the next one is, 8. Sorry, I was numbering it backwards, and it's taking me a little longer to get it to
our,
count it.
Our phone connection is really messing up, or you're breaking up really bad on me.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, the next card is balance. And the next card is act in faith.
Okay. Well, I've been doing some very serious seeking for the last, oh, well, really intensely for the last, like, 2 or 3 years. And currently I've been working really hard on getting in contact my spirit guide.
Okay. Now, I am not a person in favor of organized religion necessarily.
Right.
Because it often does more harm than good.
Well,
but
no, this has nothing to do with organized religion.
But
I feel that there's a personal guide for everyone.
Right. But interestingly enough, is there a spiritual community, church, or something a little less fundamental where you live, where you could go and be in community with other people?
There's one that I go to occasionally, but it's far away that I'm not, you know, not able to go there on a real regular. I'm sure there's some stuff around here if I'd look for it.
Unity Church or something. I'm feeling what Spirit's telling me is it's important for you, if you can weed through some of the dogma, it's important mm-hmm. for you. Are you no longer married?
No, I am not.
Did you lose your wife?
No, we divorced about 2 years ago.
Okay. See, I'm feeling that you need to be in a church community, weed through the dogma, experience the spirituality of it, someplace that's very upbeat, and I feel that you may meet a woman.
Hmm.
and it would be very good for you. But it's got to have a pastor who's very upbeat and modern, not dogmatic.
Yeah. I've got, the whole church is so, you know, I've done it years and years. I've touched on every religion I can get my hands on and, tried to experience each one of them. And, I've been on my path for almost 23 years now.
I feel that your most comfort zone for a community, maybe it would be an alternative. I think it would be, this is just what Spirit's telling me, that more in tune with not the dreary hanging Jesus on the cross, but that if you can find some community where you can relate to the Christ consciousness.
Yes, absolutely.
That would be very comfortable for you. Something that, and I know it's out there, and if you pray about it, just ask your spirit guides to lead you there. Something where you can enjoy it, because you need it also for your day-to-day life. You need a place to belong. And, your path is great.
I need to get out and communicate.
Exactly. You need people in your life. You need to not be isolated. And, sometimes it's fun to go to a picnic or a bake sale or a, you know what I'm saying? Fun is allowed. Community is allowed. Even if you don't believe exactly as the dogma, you may wind up being a good example for other people.
True, true. Very true.
So I would embrace the good that you've learned in your kind of what you were born into. I would embrace the good, and I would, don't worry about the rest, and sort of community hop until you find something that you enjoy. And keep your eye out for nice single women.
There you go.
I'm serious.
Yeah,
you gotta
be
out.
I know.
I'm serious. And now, on the other hand, are you in building trades at all?
I build ambulances.
Okay. At your place of business, you need to be just aware of people that you can't completely trust.
Okay.
That's the scrutiny.
Well, there's a couple of them there, yes.
Okay, you don't have to be friends with them. Try to ask your spirit guides to surround you with spiritual positive people. And don't worry so much what their identity is. I still don't know what to call mine. Every so often they tell me names and I'm like, yeah, right. Because it's all from the same source. It's all from God. Okay.
Great. Awesome advice. And I am going to definitely pay heed to it. So this is an awesome, great experience for my first time listening to you. You did an excellent reading.
Call in again and listen in again.
Sorry?
Listen in
again. I definitely will. Well,
thank
you have a
you,
wonderful
Tom.
Night now.
Yeah, sometimes we have a little bit of static from the computer and the phone and all of that, but that was a great call from Tom from Washington. And remember, this is live call-in. We still have some time in the second half of the hour. That's 888-815-9756. If you want to call, you'll get personal information about your particular spiritual path, as well as a 3-card reading for free from the Deborah Herman Soul Odyssey deck. I would be delighted to speak with you. And we were talking about how, sometimes it's occurred to me lately that sometimes we do need to have community. And there's been such a backlash against the dogmatic, you must do this, you must believe this, religious structures that, you know, we are giving up some of what's important about them, and that is the sense of community. And maybe we need to create new opportunities and new, I hesitate to call them churches or whatever, but new spiritual communities that embrace the idea of the best of all religions and the sense that we all are one and that each religion has something to offer to the big picture, you know? Maybe the earlier religions had more to do with worship. Maybe now we're looking more toward ascension of the individual soul. But it's all part of a universal spiritual journey as well as the individual spiritual journey. And this is God's plan for all of us. We are all one, and we are all connected, and we're on a journey that will, that will take us all the way through, through our transformation into whatever comes next. But we also need people. And so what I was recommending is, if you are born into a certain religion, you don't need to throw that all out because you now believe in your religion plus. Learn about all religions and learn about all things that feel good and right to you when it comes to understanding the big picture of spirituality. Because if you examine all traditions, there's a mystical aspect to all of them. And for example, Judaism has Kabbalah and tremendous mystical tradition, things that relate to the more spiritual aspects and less of what you do, although it still embraces what you do, the traditions, but a lot of traditions from, we'll say for Judaism, some of the traditions stemmed from different types of cultures, and they were brought into the yearly calendar of harvest and worship of certain historic events. If you look at the Christian calendar, I think you'll see the same thing, at least in terms of how we celebrate certain holidays. And there is a lot of esoteric Christianity and mysticism that you can research that is very similar to what people have been calling, the New Agey kinds of things. It's not New Agey. It's old. It's very old. It's ancient. And it's finding the relationship with God and the universe and the soul that's within each of us. And that's what we're seeking, whatever you're born into, in my opinion, is your starting point. And there are no accidents. You may not believe any further. For example, many people come from very strict fundamentalist traditions and they say, I can't believe that anymore. Well, one of the reasons people move away from the fundamentalist traditions is because they don't leave room for questioning or interpretation. And when you as a soul being are connecting with your sense of God, there's more. And you know that you don't need the middle person to tell you what God is telling you. You do have an individual connection. You have a divine spark just like anyone else does. And, of course, historically, in the last 20, 30 years, we've all had to lose faith in many of our so-called religious leaders because they're human just like we are. And they're going through their seven lessons. And sometimes their power or their sense of pride will corrupt them. And they no longer act from a sense of purity toward wanting to simply be a messenger for God, they wind up getting sucked into the material world and all of the temptations of this world. You know, just like when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was, the serpent was saying, I'll give you the kingdom, I'll give you everything. And he basically said, thanks but no thanks, because that wasn't the path to God that he knew was the path to God. We're all given our Garden of Gethsemane through the ego lesson, where we're tested as to whether we want to be the message or the messenger. Anybody who's on a spiritual path is going to be given that test. What are your motives? Why do you want to be on a spiritual path? There's nothing wrong with earning a living. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be prosperous. But is it in balance with other priorities? Is it in balance with what you also give to the rest of the world? You know, these are all things that, you know, we make our own choices here. We're not given a set of, well, some people would say that we are, but the gift that God has given us is free will. So we can make bad choices all we want, and lightning will not immediately strike us down. What we will have to face are the consequences of our choices and whether or not it brings us further away from, as I was talking about earlier, that sense of bliss and connectedness to the divine inner spark within ourselves that connects us to God and that connects us to each other, which is truly the sense of love and the purity of love. If we want instant gratification, if we want to live our lives, you know, taking from other people and stealing and hurting and violence and even our thoughts being negative, and losing hope. If we want to live our lives that way, we're perfectly allowed to do that. In one night, we can change our thinking and we can turn it toward caring about other people, wanting to be connected to the divine spark, and wanting to listen to our soul and our soul's light. So each of the seven lessons are going to visit you, just like in the movie The Christmas Carol. You will have these lessons visit you at different times in your life, and you'll be asked to make certain decisions and to interpret certain things in certain ways. But you will always have a do-over. You will not fail this. You can't fail this. And even if people say, well, we're getting, you know, we're approaching 2012, and people are just not getting it, I have ultimate faith in you all. I have ultimate faith in God, and I have faith in myself, and I have faith that we are getting it. There are so many of you out there who are, you've been pursuing your spiritual path, and now you're going to know, what do I do with it? What you do with it is you continue to believe, and it's as simple as getting up every day and asking to be in the light. And especially between now and the end of this month, when the veil is very thin, there are people who may be embracing the power side of things, and maybe embracing the darker side of things, and that's their right. They deal with their consequences. But between now and the 31st of this month, it would be very wise for those of you on a spiritual path, who are consider yourselves light beings, is every day to pray that you are surrounded in light, that you are protected, that the light prevail, that all of your loved ones be bathed in light, and that, you know, keep fighting any negative thoughts that you have, because any negative thoughts are going to get you in this areas of the seven lessons that are your vulnerabilities. Remember, courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God love. If you have weaknesses in any of those areas, that's how it's going to get you. If you have issues with self-love, anytime you start feeling depressed, you step back and you say, is this an issue of self-love? Am I just turning against myself? Am I my own worst enemy? Chances are the answer is going to be yes. And then you say, God, help me. And you turn it over. You let go, like the card in the deck. You let it go. And you say, God, I didn't create the world. I am one spark of divine light. Help me to join with other sparks of divine light so that I may be a greater source of positive energy for this world and for this universe. And you should get through the next 2 weeks wonderfully and blissfully and humming and enjoying autumn and taking pride in all of the wonderful things that you are capable of doing and all of the wonderful things that have been provided to us all. You know, it's more than the power of positive thinking. It's belief. It's faith. It's knowing. And knowing that you are that divine spark. So we could probably sneak in one more call, but we are getting close to, we only have 10 minutes left in the hour. So if anyone is interested in calling in, we have time for a short one. That's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. This is Soul Odyssey Radio. And I'm very happy to be live this week. I do have to say I have to make a universal shout out to my beloved Aunt Toby, who did leave the earth on October 8th. She was a very wonderful, witty, beautiful human being, but it was her time. I will never forget her, and I've already felt her presence with me, and I know, as many people have said, that she's going to be mischievous and is going to have a great deal of fun on the other side. God bless you, Aunt Toby, and good luck to the other side, because she's certainly going to make many, many, many waves. For those of you who might be interested in personal readings, I do phone readings. I am located in Massachusetts, and my website is www.soul-odyssey.com. I also have books and things on the website that you might be interested in purchasing. One of my main specialties that we do every month or so is animal communication. If you are from the Massachusetts or Connecticut or New York area, within a reasonable travel distance from where I live, I do make barn calls or house calls for your pets, particularly the horses. I find benefit greatly if I'm directly there. I can certainly meet with many at one time if I make a barn call, and it's very beneficial. You know, you can find out what your animals are thinking. It's not a substitution for veterinary care, but I have done energy work with horses, and it has helped them a great deal. So Gordon from Staten Island, looks like you've sneaked in for the last few minutes of the hour. And what can we do for you?
I wanted to give it before you left. I got the second half of your show here.
Yes.
Hi.
I remember.
You remember me called some time ago. I guess about a month ago.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
But I don't remember details.
I know. I was wondering if like an energy healing session on the 25th of this month. I was wondering if you had any idea of how it would go and how it might unfold and how effective it might be.
Are you also due to see an allopathic doctor?
I'm sorry for that.
Are you also going to see a regular doctor?
Not that I'm aware of, no. This is a healing session, more like emotional, but I guess it could be physical too.
Are you having any physical symptoms?
Not that I'm aware of. It's kind of like a spiritual,
like a Reiki.
You might. Well, a little more than that, but it's a spiritual therapy done by beings through a channel, and kind of like that. It'll be a process of healing. Most of all, it'll be emotional healing. And awakening some spiritual resources that I might have, you see, like that.
Okay, it's the 25th. This may be irrelevant, but I also feel, have you had a, not that there's anything like I'm feeling that's wrong with you, but have you also had a physical in the last year?
Recently, no.
I am recommending, and this is just what Spirit told me, I'm not the final authority, I am recommending that before you have the energy work done on the 25th, that you try to have an actual medical physical. And worst that can happen is you'll have some things to compare of how effective
that again.
It is. Worst that can happen is you'll have some things to compare of how it is. If there's anything that the doctor finds, you know, like thyroid or anything like that, you'll see whether you can see how the energy healing is. I know you're less concerned about your, I know you're less concerned about your physical health and more concerned about opening up your channels.
And also emotional healing.
And emotional healing.
Yeah.
You're much more concerned with that. But it's going to be very intense. And I think that you should get, if you can, I would recommend that you just get a yearly baseline medical physical.
So that I can compare it.
Yeah, and just to know that you're okay.
Okay. And so you think this spiritual experience will be intense, you're saying?
Yes.
Really? Is it intense emotionally or?
Energetically.
Emotionally.
It's always going to be emotional, but it's also going to be energetic. And that's why it's important, because you're dealing with your mind, body, and spirit. I think it would be important for you and prudent to get a medical physical before you do this. And
okay,
if you're scheduled on the 24th, right? Is that the only time you can go?
What, to get a physical or for this appointment that I have?
For this appointment.
This appointment has been scheduled for the 25th, scheduled almost a month ago.
Okay. So it's the 25th, not the 24th. I got it wrong.
Right. Oh, okay. Is that really important that I get the medical physical before I have this done? Hello?
Spirit's telling me yes. I don't know why. I don't know how old you are. I don't know what your condition is. I know that you'd rather do anything than have a physical.
Yeah.
But it would be a very good idea.
Okay.
So maybe it'll be incentive because you want to have this other thing so much. It's always good. And
do you feel that if I get the results of the physical back yet, that should be explained prior to this with the group that I'm going to be working with for this energy therapy?
If anything comes up on it, absolutely. Or they should keep it in their files. If anything comes up, yes. You should have full disclosure with them. If nothing comes up, then your doctor has records of your condition as a baseline. So that, you know, whenever you go for your physicals from now on, since it's the last thing that you want to do, they'll have a baseline. You have to take care of your physical
health. When I was saying that, you know, you were talking about a baseline with the medical doctor, I was talking about the information that I get back from the physical. That's what I should specifically share with these
if anything comes back of any note that shows any kind of, you know, vitamin D deficiency or anything, you should certainly share it with them. It would be wise. But chances are it's just going to be your doctor having your yearly baseline physical, and then you don't have to worry. But at least you've taken the precaution. Because these types of energy sessions really are dealing with your energy. They work. I had one done where it so threw me out of my body that because I shouldn't really have certain things done just because of my energy. And it so threw me out of my body that I wound up tripped and went face first into a door. You know, they really, really work. Anyway,
you really do feel that this one is going to be very good for me.
Yes, I do. But I must wrap up. Next time, call earlier in the hour because I love hearing from you and my other callers.
I love talking to you. But before you go, I just want to know, because I've had energy work done in different areas from different people in the past, is this going to be more effective or just as effective?
More. Now, they're going to start playing my music. So everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, safe, and happy week. And join me again next week for Soul Odyssey Radio. This is your host, Deborah Herman. God bless.